We have entered the Thanksgiving season, so today I want to think on the subject, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." The Pilgrim Fathers long ago, in sober dress of gray, felt stirring in their thankful hearts a special need to pray. A surge of gratitude to God that hunger did not press upon the small band gathered there within the wilderness. And so they set aside a day when harvest had been stored to feast and offer prayers of thanks for the bounty of the Lord. And thus those pilgrims long ago, by thanking God for good, bequeathed to us who followed them the gift of gratitude. This Thanksgiving season again reminds us of the need and the importance to be thankful. In the scriptures, we are commanded to give thanks. When David brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, he worshiped, sacrificed, and wrote a psalm, which is really Psalm 105. But he spoke this, or it tells about what he did back in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And notice how it began, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 to 10. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm of thanks to the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms of him, psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. And then in verse 29, we read, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come before him, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And then in verse 34 we read, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then again in Psalm 106, verse 1, we read, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Know what Paul the Apostle said to the believers in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Note, he said, in everything give thanks, in every circumstance, in every situation, in every trial. Regardless of what we face in life, it is God's will that we be thankful people. A man named Spencer Furbee wrote, thanksgiving is admission that though life is often hard and unfair, there is occasion for genuine joy and happiness. Thanksgiving is recognition that the gifts we hold in our hands and hearts are not solely the result of our own efforts. We are indebted to others and ultimately to God for vast contributions to our well-being. Thanksgiving is a reminder that no life is a solo flight. We gather with and or think of all those who have made our journey worthwhile. Thanksgiving is confession of those times of ingratitude which have distanced us from the mighty God. It provides opportunity for worship and reconciliation. And that's what he wrote. Notice what the Apostle Paul said to the believers at Ephesus concerning being thankful. In Ephesus chapter 5, verse 20, we read, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Do you remember what Paul was experiencing when he wrote these words? Was he in a summer palace? Or was he enjoying a vacation in the mountains? No, he was in a Roman prison, chained to soldiers. In spite of these adverse conditions and circumstances, Paul could give thanks for everything. Notice some thoughts we see in this verse and in the context. First of all, it's the source of thanksgiving. Again, in verse 20, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Christian thanksgiving is not natural to us. It is something that comes to us through the grace of God and is the result of our relationship with Jesus Christ. The standard of Christian thanksgiving is God exalting, for He is the object of our praise. It is Christ revealing, for He is the channel of our praise. And it is church embracing, for we are the agents of praise to Him. And then secondly, we see the substance of thanksgiving. Again in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and then 20, "speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to your heart, in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus." Thanksgiving is not an empty exercise. It is something profitable, for it includes and implies teaching and admonishing, or in other words, encouraging and challenging. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Thankful Christians cannot be silenced, for they must speak the truth of God at every opportunity. And then also we see the secret of thanksgiving. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," or the Holy Spirit. Until we receive the Holy Spirit by receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior, we do not have the capacity to praise God, but we need the continuing fullness of the Holy Spirit to overflow in praise. As we allow the Holy Spirit to have full control over our lives will show our thankfulness, and our lips will share our thankfulness at all times and for all things. There is no greater argument in authentic Christianity than a thankful Christian. Are you? Am I always thankful? Not only can we be thankful because of what we have in Christ, but we as Americans are tremendously blessed. But are we thankful, or do we take our blessings for granted and assume we will always have them? Too many husbands take their wives for granted, their clean beds, their neat houses, their good meals, and we should not. And too many wives take their sober, hard-working, clean-living husbands for granted, and they should not. And too many children take their kind, loving, generous parents for granted until they are left alone with two graves and a host of memories. This is wrong, of course, and cruelly wrong. Many, both Christians and non-Christians, point to ingratitude as the basest sin that Americans have. Shakespeare once said, "I hate ingratitude more in man than lying or vainness or babbling or drunkenness or taint of vice." The story is told of a devout king who was disturbed by the ingratitude of his royal court. He prepared a large banquet for them. When the king and his royal guests were seated, by prearrangement, a beggar shuffled into the hall, sat down at the king's table, and gorged himself with food. Without saying a word, he then left the room. The guests were furious. They asked permission of the king to seize the tramp and tear him limb from limb for his ingratitude. The king replied, "Well, that beggar has done only once to an earthly king what each of you do three times a day to God. You sit here at the table and eat until you are satisfied. Then you walk away without recognizing God or expressing one word of thanks to Him. Let us thank God for His blessings. He provides all things and supplies our daily needs. Let us, this day, as well as every day, heed the counsel of His words. Be ye thankful." Remember again Psalms 106, verse 1, which says, "Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." We have so much to be thankful for. When you look at what some people in other countries have and what they experience, and then compare that to what we have and experience, again, we have so much to be thankful for, and we need to be filled with thanksgiving every day. Remember, the Apostle Paul said, "In everything give thanks." And remember, he was going through a real trying time in prison, chained between two soldiers or guards. We need to be thankful whether things are going good for us or whether things are not going good for us. We need to truly be a thankful people. And First of all, in order to be thankful like we should be, we need to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We need to receive Him as our Savior by faith. And then we can thank God for the forgiveness of sin. And we can thank Him for the wonderful promise that when we leave this life, we'll go to heaven and be with the Lord forever. But also, we have so many material things that we can thank God for, and we should not take those for granted, for God has blessed us with so many things, and we should thank Him for it. So this Thanksgiving season, as well as every season of the year, let us truly be a thankful people. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for all that You have done for us. First of all, thank You for sending Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to earth that He might go to the cross and die for our sin and pay the penalty for our sin, that our sin might be forgiven and that we might have everlasting life. And then, Father, also, thank You for all the material blessings You have given us. Help us, Lord, not to take any of this for granted, but to always be filled with thanksgiving and praise to You. And, Father, we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.